This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. This is a short episode on Omicron and COVID-19 and more. Three or four points. The first reports coming out about this Omicron variant are as follows, that it is spreads very quickly, but the good news is the illnesses may be less severe from it. We'll see how that goes. The second point we see currently is in the United States itself, there were 216,000 new COVID cases yesterday, which is a crazy high number. But you should recognize that number is really artificially high because Sunday numbers were very, very low. So we'll see what the real number is. The average over the last 7 days is 80,000 new cases a day. I think that number is really closer to 100,000 cases a day when you get out of the uneven reporting over the holiday weekend. And that when you get to 100,000 cases a day, you're likely to see 1,000 to 1,500 deaths that lag from that, that come from that those numbers. Three, the number of deaths reported yesterday was 1,800. The average death over the last 7 days is 800 or so. But again, I think that real number is probably closer to 12 to 1,400, and we'll get a better sense of real reporting shortly. Fourth is a couple good articles on Omicron that I saw this morning and yesterday. First was an article about hospitalization in South Africa from the Wall Street Journal that says, Omicron variant drives rise in hospitalization in South Africa hotspot. The good news in that article is that although more people are getting sick, they're getting less severely sick. So we'll see if that plays out. There's also a great piece in Yahoo Finance titled The Real Omicron Fear Factor That's Moving the Market. And this is the concept that it's not so much the surge itself in the disease or the virus, which either will or won't be a real problematic thing from a death and people perspective, and we will see. But in terms of the markets, it's the uncertainty of whether governments will overreact to it. You saw, again, there's some great pieces on how these closing down of flights and so forth is almost always a useless concept, but governments do it almost as a knee-jerk reaction to try and show their people that they've taken some action. So when President Trump did it, he was labeled a racist and bad and probably ultimately probably didn't help very much to close down flights, although people will argue about that. Now, when President Biden is doing it, similar questions, whether there's really any impact on that. It's not so much the close down flights, which does hurt international business in so many ways, but also the impact of more restrictions placed on the economy and whether we go into a backwards motion in the economy due to government reactions to the Omicron variant. And of course, if the Omicron variant is that bad, then the government reactions will, of course, be warranted. And that's a great uncertainty, of course. But fascinating to watch. That's four or five things that we're watching on COVID-19 this morning. Again, the great hope is this Omicron variant will spread quickly, will not lead to a severe illness. We'll see if that's what plays through. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast.